And in time, the word Mesolithic was coined to describe them. In old-fashioned archaeology, and you'll notice I haven't really used these terms very much in this course, there was the Paleolithic, or Paleolithic, the Old Stone Age, based on the Greek word paleos, which means old, and lithos, which is stone. And then there was the Neolithic, which is the new lithic stone, which is the first farmers. And now in the middle, they put the Mesolithic. Mesos is middle in Greek, lithos is stone, Mesolithic. I had a classical education. These things are easy for me, not for everyone else. They are for classicists. This is simple. But seriously, these three terms aren't used very much these days. But occasionally you'll see them in the literature or people will refer to them, so it's worth mentioning. And the word Mesolithic is particularly useful because it sort of puts your radar on to these people who were adjusting to the very new conditions. There is no question, I think, that some groups became extinct. The changes must have been traumatic. Certainly the population densities in Western Europe were relatively small between the end of Cro-Magnon times and the beginning of farming, a period of approximately 8,000-9,000 years. How did people adjust? Some groups followed the retreating step north. In other words, they just kept going. What were they doing? They were pursuing reindeer, who did not become extinct, and other cold-loving animals, as their predecessors had done for thousands of years. Their campsites have been found, most of them just transitory places, often by lakes where people have butchered reindeer or camped for a while, are found close to the Baltic Sea coast until about 11,000 BC. But then, soon after that, the climate kept on warming, and they were forced to change their life ways completely. Probably the culprit, ultimately, was forest. Europe, in medieval times, to jump way ahead, was covered, much of it, with dense primordial forest, mixed oak forest. Only teeny patches of this, mainly in Poland, survive to this day. And the rich lore surrounding this thick forest, peopled with beasts, with all sorts of magical beings lurking in the dark shadows of this forest, with its giant trees. Much of this forest was cleared before medieval times, and even more of it was cleared after that. But you remember, if you look at Roman Europe, the barbarians across the Rhine lived in a deeply forested land. Well, this mixed oak forest spread rapidly across Europe during this long period of glacial warming. And this really affected the landscape, because forest hunting is extremely difficult, because the game is dispersed, and in many places, oddly enough, edible plant foods are rare. So Stone Age groups of the time, the Mesolithic, emerging Mesolithic people, moved close to rivers and lakes, into clearings in the forest and sandy clearings, and increasingly to sea coasts, where abundant and predictable foods were to be found. Inland, across Western and Central Europe, these people became forest hunters, living on the edge of lakes and clearings, or along rivers, where they hunted forest animals like elk and deer, took birds on the wing, for reasons we will talk about in a moment, and subsisted off plant foods. Unfortunately, we know almost nothing about these people, because the only thing which survives are teeny stone tools.